Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week on the show, I want to shine my spotlight onto two notable black songwriters from the 1920s, Clarence Williams and Spencer Williams. They are not related, however, they did both grow up in Louisiana, and their paths did cross on several occasions. The two Williams were also responsible for writing some of the biggest jazz and blues standards of the 20th century, like Basin Street Blues, Baby Won't You Please Come Home, and more. This hour, we'll explore their life and careers and hear their songs performed by folks like Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, and more. It's the two Williams, Clarence and Spencer, coming up next on Afterglow.
Daddy, you've been doggone sweet on me. Daddy, you're the only one I see. You know I need but you, 'cause you're my man. You love me like no one can. Something about you I can't resist. When you kiss me, Daddy, I stay kissed. Oh, Daddy, squeeze me and squeeze me again.
You mean it, baby?
Oh, Papa, don't stop till I tell you when.
I ain't even started yet.
Now, Daddy, squeeze me and kiss me some more.
Well, if you mean it now.
Just like you did before.
Yes, your papa, Cupid, is standing close by.
Solid.
Oh, baby, don't let your sweet daddy cry.
Just pick me up on your knee.
On my knee?
I just get so you know, oh, when you squeeze me.
Thank you.
Louis Armstrong and Velma Middleton with Squeeze Me, a song co-written by Fats Waller and Clarence Williams. That comes from Louis Armstrong's 1955 album called Satch Plays Fats. Squeeze Me was Waller's second published song, the first being Wildcat Blues, which was first performed in 1923 by Clarence Williams, Blue Five. Both songs were published by Williams Publishing Company, and Williams was essentially Waller's very first manager. Squeeze Me was originally supposed to be called Kiss Me, a parody of the Victor Herbert waltz called Kiss Me Again, but the lyrics were updated by Williams to something a little more provocative. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the work of Clarence Williams and Spencer Williams, two unrelated but notable songwriters from New Orleans in the early 20th century. Let's start with Clarence Williams. Clarence Williams was born in a small town near Baton Rouge, Louisiana in 1893, and got into the entertainment business at an early age. Before he was a teenager, he ran away from home to join a minstrel troupe in New Orleans and soon became well-known around town as a vaudeville performer, pianist, and budding music mogul. In 1915, at age 22, he co-founded a publishing company in order to sell his own songs. It was only the third black-owned music publisher in the entire country at the time. He once claimed that around this time he was the first person to print the word jazz on a piece of sheet music. After some initial success in New Orleans, he moved to Chicago to grow the business. While he was there in the year 1919, he wrote his first big hit song, which you're hearing right now. It was called Royal Garden Blues, which was recorded by the original Dixieland Jazz Band and later became a jazz standard. The person who helped co-write this tune with him was the other composer in question this hour, Spencer Williams, no relation, a fellow New Orleans musician who we'll talk about more in depth later. It's thought perhaps that Spencer actually wrote the song, and Clarence, as publisher, took some of the credit for rights and royalty reasons. That's a recurring theme with Clarence Williams. His name is attached to many jazz and blues songs from this period, but there's some question over the provenance of these songs. He was a skilled promoter and an even shrewder businessman. Let's hear now another song that the two Williams collaborated on in 1919. In this one, Clarence is credited with the music and Spencer with the lyrics. Here is Louis Armstrong in 1959 with I Ain't Gonna Give Nobody None of My Jelly Roll on Afterglow.
Yes, I ain't gonna give nobody none of my jelly roll, jelly roll. I ain't gonna give nobody none to save the soul. I said jelly, jelly roll. Baba don't tell me to say it. Oh, but it's Baba don't tell me to say it. Wait, jelly roll, jelly roll, jelly roll. Ain't gonna give nobody to save your soul. When you see me walking down the street, down where the cats all meet, jelly, jelly roll. I ain't gonna give you none.
Louis Armstrong in 1959 with the Clarence and Spencer Williams song I Ain't Gonna Give Nobody None of My Jelly Roll, written in 1919. Clarence Williams sold the publishing rights to this song around 1920 and used the profits to move out to New York City, where his career really began to take off. His publishing company was now called the Clarence Williams Music Publishing Company. In 1922, his company started publishing songs that later became jazz standards, like Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do. In 1923, he had a hit with one of his own songs called Sugar Blues, which was performed over the decades by several jazz and blues artists. Here's Ella Fitzgerald and her orchestra in 1940 with that song now. This is Sugar Blues on Afterglow.
That I'm going to sing to you. When you hear them, they will thrill you through and through. They're the sweetest blues you ever heard. Now listen and don't say a word. Sugar blues. Everybody singing the sugar blues. The whole town is ringing. My loving man, sweet as can be, but the doggone fool turned sour on me. I'm so unhappy, I feel so bad. I could lay me down and die. You can say what you choose, but I'm all confused. I've got the sweet, sweet sugar blues, more sugar. I've got the sweet, sweet sugar blues. Sugar blues. Everybody's singing the sugar blues. My loving man, sweet as can be, but the doggone fool turned sour on me. I'm so unhappy, feel so unhappy, I could lay me down and die. You can say what you choose, but I'm all confused. I've got the sweet, sweet sugar blues, more sugar. I've got the sweet sugar blues. What you choose, but I'm all confused. Oh, baby, got this. the sugar blues.
Ella Fitzgerald and her famous orchestra in 1940 with two songs by Clarence Williams. Just now we heard Gulf Coast Blues, before that, Sugar Blues. The original recording of Gulf Coast Blues was in 1923 by the legendary blues singer Bessie Smith on a recording for Columbia Records. Let's take a listen.
I've been blue all day.
It was actually the B-side to her first single ever called Downhearted Blues. It was a top pop single and sold over 700,000 copies, a remarkable beginning to Bessie Smith's career. The person playing piano in the background of that recording is Clarence Williams. Not only was Clarence Williams an important music publisher and songwriter in the early 1920s, he was also an accomplished musician. He can be heard playing piano on a number of notable recordings from the 1920s, mostly songs that he had a hand in publishing. Some of his most notable work comes from the group known as Clarence Williams Blue Five. The quintet made a series of recordings for OK Records in the 1920s, often with Williams' wife, Eva Taylor, singing vocals. The group also featured some legendary young jazz talent, including Sidney Bechet, who sometimes joined in on clarinet or saxophone, and Louis Armstrong, who was often featured on cornet. Let's hear one of those vocal records from Clarence Williams' Blue Five now. This is Clarence Williams on piano, Eva Taylor on vocals, and Louis Armstrong on cornet, performing a song written by the other Williams, Spencer Williams. This is Everybody Loves My Baby on Afterglow.
Wa 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 w
Ethel Waters and pianist Clarence Williams in 1928 with West End Blues, a tune by King Oliver. That song is mostly known as an instrumental. There's a famous version by Louis Armstrong, also from 1928. However, Clarence Williams wrote these lyrics to it, sung here by Ethel Waters. Before that, Clarence Williams' Blue Five in 1924, featuring Louis Armstrong on cornet and Eva Taylor on vocals with the song Everybody Loves My Baby, a song by Spencer Williams. Everybody Loves My Baby became a jazz standard after this 1924 recording for OK Records, later sung by Dinah Washington, Pearl Bailey, Jimmy Rushing, and famously, in 1932, the Boswell Sisters. This New Orleans-based trio provided innovative vocal arrangements to a number of songs by both Spencer and Clarence Williams. Let's hear another one now, co-written by Clarence Williams, along with fellow African-American songwriters Tim Brin and Alex Hill. This is the Boswell Sisters with Shout, Sister, Shout on Afterglow.
If you want your souls set free, lift your voice and sing with me. Ba-da-dum-dum-dum, ba-dum-dum-dum. Roar with the devil, grab your hand. Here's one thing that he can't stand. Ba-da-dum-dum-dum, ba-dum-dum-dum. Walking down to the river, singing a hallelujah song. Oh, Lord, up jump the devil before you. Just keep plodding along. Hello, Satan, how you feel? Get the devil off your heels. Ba-da-da-da-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
heart. Look up to the sky. Stand up and shout. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh. If that old devil should grab your hand, here's one thing that he can't stand. Shout, sister, shout, sister, shout.
Oh, Lord,
shout.
Oh, shout, come on down just a little bit, Joe. Oh, 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 oh,
just tell old Satan how you feel. Get that old devil right off your heels. Shout, sister, shout, sister, shout.
Oh, Lord,
shout.
A couple of sibling songs co-written by Clarence Williams. Just now we heard Billie Holiday and the Count Basie Orchestra live at the Savoy Ballroom in New York in 1937 with Swing, Brother, Swing, written by Williams, Louis Raymond, and Walter Bishop. Before that, Shout, Sister, Shout, performed by the Boswell Sisters and the Dorsey Brothers in New York in 1931. Clarence Williams continued to write, record, and publish throughout the 1920s and 30s. He starred in the Broadway show called Bottomland, created a jazz orchestra in the late 1920s, recorded for the Vocalion and Bluebird labels in the 1930s, and then sold his entire catalog to Decca Records in the 1940s for a fairly significant chunk of cash. His legacy lives on, not only through his grandson, Mod Squad actor Clarence Williams III. Let's hear one of his most famous songs now. He co-wrote this one with songwriter Charles Warfield, although Warfield claims that he wrote the song alone. This is Nat King Cole in 1959 with the song Baby Won't You Please Come Home on Afterglow.
Baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause your daddy's all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart, because I never thought we'd part. But every hour in the day you will hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? Come on home now, baby, won't you please come home? I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. Now when you left, you broke my heart, because I never thought we'd part. But every hour in the day you will hear me say, baby, won't you please come home?
Nat King Cole and arranger Dave Cavanaugh in 1959 on the album Welcome to the Club with the tune Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, written by Charles Warfield and Clarence Williams. Coming up in just a bit, we'll explore songs by another notable Williams, Spencer Williams. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the work of two notable black composers from the 1920s this hour, Clarence Williams and Spencer Williams. They were not related. Let's take a closer look now at songwriter Spencer Williams, not to be confused with the actor Spencer Williams Jr., who played Andy on the famous Amos and Andy TV show. They were also not related. Records of Spencer Williams' early years are incredibly spotty. He was born sometime in the late 1880s, either in Louisiana or Alabama, but by his teenage years, we know that he settled in New Orleans, where he soaked in the jazz music thriving in that city. One of those places that he heard jazz was likely the infamous Mahogany Hall, a brothel in the Storyville district of New Orleans, run by his aunt, the eccentric Lulu White. That's Williams' song Mahogany Hall Stomp in the background right now. While he learned jazz in New Orleans, Spencer Williams found most of his success outside of the Big Easy. He first moved to Chicago around 1907, and then to New York around 1916, where he found work as a pianist and songwriter. We've already heard a few of the songs he published, often with Clarence Williams, like Royal Garden Blues, I Ain't Gonna Give Nobody None of My Jelly Roll, and Everybody Loves My Baby. Interestingly, much of Spencer Williams' success came overseas, in Paris and London. He moved to Paris first in 1925, writing music for fellow American expat Josephine Baker at the cabaret Folie Bergère. Many of his songs were first recorded by musicians who flourished in Europe, like saxophonist Benny Carter or singer Elizabeth Welsh. Here's a song now, first performed by Carter and Welsh in 1936. This is Sarah Vaughan and guitarist Barney Kessel in 1962 with the Spencer Williams and Benny Carter song, When Lights Are Low, on Afterglow.
Sweet music, soft and mellow, soothing and slow, strains of a mellow cello, when lights are low. Dear, we're so close together, I love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? To our hearts revealing, music hath charms, life so appealing, with inspiration in your arms. Our lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low? Sweet music, soft and mellow, soothing and slow, strains of a mellow cello, when lights are low. Dear, we're so close together, I love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? To our hearts revealing, music hath charms, life so appealing, with inspiration in your arms. Our lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low?
Boom, 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 boom. down old Dixie way. I found a new baby, a new baby. Battle, 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 diddle, die, ho. Diddle, daddle, daddle, diddle, daddle, daddle, diddle, daddle, daddle, diddle, daddle, daddle, diddle, hi, buddle, bum. I found a new baby, a new baby. That's all. Oh, vivi, divava. Buddle, buddle, bay. Huddle, the beetle, battle, ba, huddle, buddle, bum. Oh, the beetle, battle, ba, huddle, battle, buddle, bee. Oh, di di ba dum bootin bootin do di di ba ba bum boo do di bum di ah do da 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 da
The Mills Brothers in 1934 with I Found a New Baby, written by Spencer Williams and Jack Palmer, and first performed by Clarence Williams' Blue Five back in 1926. Before that, Sarah Vaughan and Barney Kessel in 1962 with the Spencer Williams and Benny Carter song When Lights Are Low. Sometimes trying to uncover the true songwriter of a 1920s composition is a fool's errand. These were the days when sheet music was king, publishing rights were everything, and music publishers ruled the business. We already talked earlier in the hour about Clarence Williams, who often took co-songwriting credit for many of the songs he published. Did he really weigh in on the songs, or, as the person in charge of the publishing company, did he just give himself co-writing credit to skim a bit more off the top? It was certainly a common enough practice, and none of us were in the room, so we'll probably never really know. Or, for instance, take a popular song like I Ain't Got Nobody. It's a catchy enough tune that it became a hit several times over the 20th century. First in the 19-teens when it was published, then again in the 1950s when it was sung by Louis Prima, and even in the 1980s when it was covered by David Lee Roth. No less than five songwriters lay claim to the song I Ain't Got Nobody. There is Charles Warfield and David Young, who had a copyright on the tune in 1914. Warfield, if you recall, co-wrote Baby Won't You Please Come Home with Clarence Williams in 1922. Then there was Dave Payton and Spencer Williams, who had a copyright on the song I Ain't Got Nobody in 1915. And then finally in 1916, one publishing company published the Warfield and Young version, and a second publishing company published the Williams and Payton version, although Payton was replaced and the publishing company's manager, Roger Graham, was now the primary songwriter. So did Spencer Williams actually write this song, or was it one of those other four? Who knows? Is it a great song? Absolutely. Let's listen to it now. Here's a fun, jazzy version by Sammy Davis Jr., which he recorded way back in 1949 for Capitol Records. This is I Ain't Got Nobody on Afterglow.
I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares for me. And I'm so sad and lonely. Won't somebody come and take a chance with me? I'll sing sweet love songs all of the time. if you come and be my baby mine. I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares for me. I'll sing sweet love songs all the time if you come and be my baby mine. I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares for me.
Be down on the Delta. Soon I know that I'll find shelter where a star does cover, hovers over me. Wanna be down on that bayou just to see the friends that I knew. Mississippi, would you listen to me? Lord, hear my plea. Oh,
muddy waters used to be my playground when I was a tiny tot. In the bottoms, how I used to play around.
Lordy, what a spanking I got. Let me live down on the Delta. I don't care how much I swelter. I wanna be down on that Delta. Delta shelter me.
Muddy waters used to be my playground when I was a tiny tot. In the bottoms I used to play around. Lordy, what a spanking I got. Well, let me live on the Delta. Troubles away from my door.
Let me live on the Delta. Troubles away from my door.
I'm getting tired of living away from home. Delta shelter me.
Wanna be down on that Delta. Soon I know that I'll find shelter where the stars cover me. Wanna be on that bayou where all the friends that I once knew. Lordy, Lordy, listen to me. Oh, Mississippi, don't you hear my plea?
Oh, muddy waters, night is falling. Muddy waters, hear me calling. Muddy waters, I'll be coming soon. Muddy waters, no more roaming. Muddy waters, I'll be homing. Muddy waters, I'll be coming soon. Can't you hear me? Delta shelter me.
The Boswell Sisters and the Dorsey Brothers in 1932 with the song Down on the Delta, written by Spencer Williams and Fats Waller. Before that, we heard Sammy Davis Jr. in 1949 with I Ain't Got Nobody, a song often credited to Spencer Williams and Roger Graham. Down on the Delta is a song that looks back fondly at a simple life on the Louisiana Delta, a place where songwriter Spencer Williams grew up. Despite spending much of his career traveling around Chicago, New York, Paris, and London, Spencer Williams, and for that matter, Clarence Williams, were raised in New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz. And many of Spencer Williams' songs have a nostalgic view of the Big Easy. In fact, Spencer Williams' most famous song explores this very topic, calling New Orleans, quote, the land of dreams, and naming it after the street that he grew up on. Here's a version of that song in question now from the great Ella Fitzgerald, who channels Louis Armstrong in this recording. This is Ella Fitzgerald in 1950 with Basin Street Blues on Afterglow.
To meet us, old friends there to greet us, where all the proud and elite folks meet. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where the best folks always meet in New Orleans, land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. Glad to be. Street blues.
Basin Street. Oh, Basin Street is the street, Mama, where the folks all meet. New Orleans, land of dreams. Baba. Mama, oh, land of dreams, Baba do zip, yeah. You never know how nice it seems, so I can lose, baby. Oh, Mama, those Basin Street.
Ella Fitzgerald and her Louis Armstrong impression in 1950 with the Spencer Williams song Basin Street Blues. And thanks for tuning into this look at the music of two groundbreaking black composers from the 1920s, Spencer Williams and Clarence Williams, on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chella, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.